Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's touch table with some football, shall we? David, music.
Well, let's start with an
update. Let's start with me breaking my headphones again.
No. Oh, I see.
It's okay. Hey, it's all right, Dad. You can fix it after the segment. Let's go. One ear will be fine.
Let's get to an update for the Chicago Bears because they have done it. They have fired OC Shane Waldron this morning, which means, guys, they are doing it again, ruining another quarterback. And here's what I mean. The infrastructure just is not right around another quarterback. They have no offensive line. Sure, they may have more weapons than Justin Fields and Mitchell Trubisky. But this is what it is in Chicago. They never get it right. Let me give you something here, though. Every other OC, potential OC that they interviewed, here's where their team ranks this year. Kingsbury, fourth in offense. Cohen for Tampa Bay, eighth. Robinson, fifth. Kubiak, 16th. And Greg Roman, 22nd.
All right.
They are 30th.
Let me add something that I said to Rico yesterday, and I want to share with you and our audience today. Every front office member who's a power broker in Chicago, including the coach, the OC, Ryan Poles, etc., all of the same agent, Trace Armstrong. So why is that relevant? Well, when the entire power base has the same agent and Armstrong brings an OC candidate to town who's rep by him, interesting. You know who doesn't have Trace Armstrong as an agent? Cliff Kingsbury. Do you know who Cliff Kingsbury coached in college and worked with and knows?
Caleb Williams. Yep.
Look, that's the Bears doing Bear things. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again to you. Top of their list should be Ben Johnson at $10 million a year and full player personnel control. He don't want it. I'll go to Bobby Slowick down in Houston. Do for me what you did for C.J. Stroud. Otherwise, you're wasting the number one overall pick. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. Come up with a system. But unfortunately, what happened was...
System. It's not a system, but plays like a system?
Yo, I forgot about that. Caleb had that big game... 3 games ago, and everybody thought, he's arrived. And then he hasn't thrown a touchdown since. Somebody had to fall on the sword, and Eberflus wasn't going to fire himself.
Well, he'll be fired real soon.
Right, he wasn't going to fire himself.
But he's not going to fire himself. You're exactly right about that. Another guy who may possibly be fired, I don't know, we can have a discussion about it. Is Shane Steichen the right guy for the Colts? Am I basing this off of what they did last week? Yeah, sure, they lost another game.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an offensive mind, and they are middle of the NFL with just 20 points per game. They have benched their franchise quarterback. And, yeah, sure, they almost made the playoffs last year, but with Gardner Minshew. So is he the right guy for that job?
I think he is. I think this is what happens when you draft a very raw, ill-prepared quarterback to play. I mean, David, this is the issue I take, and Rico could probably speak on this to an even higher degree. We have seen a complete erosion of actual coaching in college. TJ and I spoke about this off-air 2 weeks ago. It was just a very organic conversation. NIL has brought about something where you can't coach kids, you got to coddle. And when you talk about a quarterback, that's a hard road. right? That's a hard position to play. There have to be hard truths mm-hmm. told. There has to be tough love.
Right.
Well, these guys aren't prepared for it. Anthony Richardson came to Indianapolis. He threw about 7 total passes in college. He played one meaningful year. You started him day one. And it's been a disaster ever since. He doesn't know how to play the game of football.
It's actually a good way of looking at it because you're right. Quarterback is a position. It's like an offensive lineman. You need years in a system. You need years to learn the craft. And if you're constantly, I'm almost like if I'm a GM and I look at the quarterback, oh, wait, you played on 3 teams in college? I'm going to pass on you because you're going to get me fired. You're right. You need somebody who actually, it's never going to, well, I'm not going to say never, but most people won't sit there and wait and learn and take the hard knocks. And you know what? 2-3 years later, you got something.
Let's talk about the Miami Dolphins. They won a game last night. They sit in second place of the AFC East. And right now, in the playoff picture in the AFC, yes, they're 10th, 2 games behind Denver, who people think aren't that great. So can they make a run for the playoffs? Here, who they have.
Aren't they 3-6?
Yeah, here's who they have in the next 4 games. The Raiders, the Patriots, at the Packers, and the Jets.
That's 3 wins.
I don't like them. They got gutted in free agency defensively. And again, guys, I'm not making a funny. I'm being very sincere with you. How can I trust that Tua, on a play-to-play basis, will still play?
Okay, the fact that last night, after I think he threw a pick.
Tried to make a tackle.
And he goes head first into
Hold
the tackle.
Breath.
And it's like, okay, did you learn anything
Answer,
while you were gone?
No.
But that would make them 6-7?
I don't buy it. I'll say no.
I mean, I guess if you're a Dolphins fan, if you're Paul Sarah, yes, you believe they have a shot. But no, they don't have a shot.
So let's talk about a team that actually could maybe be a threat in the AFC. And that is the L.A. Chargers. Harbaugh has them rolling. They are 6-3 and maybe under the radar here. So can they actually be a threat in the AFC?
You know what? They can. Because you know what they seem like to me, David? They're the West Coast Steelers. They're not flashy. They're not exciting. They're not must-watch television. But somehow or another, when the game is over, they won. And you're wondering how they won because they didn't score a ton of points. They just got the job done.
Yeah, they have a quarterback who, while he's not being asked to do quite as much, has MVP talent. Enrico's been on that since his days at Oregon when I just slandered him for the Redbox Bowl. Like, they could absolutely...
7-6!
God, how is this guy any good? Yeah, why not? I'll go with it, because we know the Chiefs are frauds.
Is this the week, guys? We thought we had it last week with the Denver Broncos, but somehow, some way, they blocked the field goal. But is this the week? Early betting line, Chiefs at Bills. The Bills are a 1.5 favorite as of right now. Is this the week?
Nope. Kiss of death. They're the underdog. They don't like being an underdog. Chiefs win. They roll 10-0. You're taking the Bills?
Yeah, Mike.
Give me my favorite player, Josh Allen.
Yeehaw, I'm a cowboy.
I'm in.
Yeah, I don't really...
Yeah, we've reached a stage where they had to block a chip shot to win 16-14. I got to do it.
No, I don't think either one of us feel that strong to put a bet up on the board, but Chiefs, underdogs, I've listened to Cash the Ticket. Never, ever bet against the Chiefs when they're an underdog.
He's not wrong.
David, I learned that from the Super Bowl. They were an underdog.
Yes, that hurts your heart. I get it. I understand. And then I'm going to close it out with this, Mike, by just simply saying, you're welcome, Mike. You are so welcome.
Oh!
I prayed for you.
Praise Jesus.
And it worked, man. It worked.
God tell you. All glory to whatever Jake Bates said on Sunday
they
night.
They tried to win it. They tried to win it.
Greater Life Church is a great place, and if you believe in God, you need to go there. There's my sales pitch for you.
David, now, I don't need Tommy DeVito ruining this.
That's the next prayer. I need Tommy DeVito and Drew Locke on roller skates at the top of a staircase, and magically they have to be pushed down together. no effing this up. But David prayed for a Panthers win, and it happened. And it was divine intervention because it was the first play of overtime where the Giants fumbled the ball. So the broke bleep Panthers didn't even have to move it in order to kick a field goal and win the game.
Right. You don't have to complete a pass. Just take a couple knees. You know what? Let's just kick it now. Let's just kick it now.
What's the song about the thing with Christmas with sugar plums dancing in my head? I just have a vision of Shedeur Sanders in the Big Apple.
Now, here's the thing, and we talked about this yesterday. I was like, you know what? Mike, you're still not number one for the draft pick. But, yeah, they're going to get, because I think Jacksonville.
But it's better than seven.
Jacksonville just paid Trevor Lawrence. They are no threat.
And that's what I said.
We're good. Because here's what I can do. Shedeur or Milroe. Go ahead and trade up. I don't care. I'll take the loser of those.
You have a choice at that point. You're not 7-6. You got to trade all the way up.
And here's the thing. After the last couple of years, you actually want the second pick. Because that's a good quarterback.
He may be the walking embodiment of Jesus right there. I love what this man is saying.
I mean, think of Bryce Young or the CJ guy who, you remember, his Wonderlic score was a 4.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, mistakes were made. Right. That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.